Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors. Here, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And you can go to sunburymotors.com. That's where you can buy. You can go online and look at their great inventory of Fords, Lincolns, Kias, Hyundais, pre-owned inventory. Great inventory there. And you can check it out. You can get the process started. And you can buy online for the comfort of your own home. That is Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and sunburymotors.com. All right. Big news today is that IndyCar is opening. I received a text. Actually, not a text. I think I received actually an email. And it was not from the IndyCar family. It was from the head of publicity of IndyCar, that the IndyCar season kicks off June 6th at Texas Motor Speedway. Now, that's going to fit right in with the norm for IndyCar at the Texas Motor Speedway. Because you know what I always notice when I've ever watched that race? And I have watched that race, Matt. You know what I've noticed in that race?
What's that?
Lots and lots of people cleverly disguised as empty seats. So, I mean, it will look no different than the other IndyCar races that have taken place at the Texas Motor Speedway.
More important things, the NFL schedule comes out tonight.
Are you going to watch that?
Absolutely.
I have never watched it. I mean, am I interested when after it comes out? Do I certainly, like, for example, let's take tomorrow morning, will I look at it? Of course I will. Tomorrow morning, I'll look at it. You know, and what do I try to see right away? There are a couple of things I look for right away. When I look tomorrow, I'm not going to watch tonight. Never watch. Hey, look at this. Here's the Buccaneers schedule. That's tremendous. Can't wait. I don't do that. Now, obviously, you're waiting for the Eagles schedule to come out, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And, I mean, does it bother you that they're opening up with North Dakota State? All right.
Actually, according to leaks, it's at Washington for week one.
Okay.
Two games have been leaked so far for the Eagles. At Washington for the opening game, and then week 13 at Green Bay. That's all I've seen so far.
Okay.
I haven't seen any Steelers leaks yet.
Well, everyone cares much, much more about the Eagles. Right?
Well, a good portion of our audience. So actually, it's fairly split down the middle, I think.
Oh, I know it is. Believe me, I'm well aware of it. That was just a cheap Steelers joke. All right. So what do I care about when the schedule comes out? I know you guys know I'm a Giants fan, but I glance at that like last guy. Yeah, whatever. I want to see right away who are the Sunday night games. What's the opening game? And then what are the Sunday night games? Okay. Then, believe it or not, the next game I look at is Thanksgiving Day. And I already know on Thanksgiving Day, okay, let's leave it at that. Okay, I already know on Thanksgiving Day I'm here. Okay, I know I'm home. I have a couple of advantages in this job of knowing certain things. And that's one of them. Like last year, I knew on this particular day that I already knew that I wasn't going to be home Thanksgiving Day last year because I knew they were playing in the Brooklyn tournament. Okay? So already knew that. Well, this year I do know that on Thanksgiving Day, I know I'm here. So I'll look at what are the three Thanksgiving Day games. Then I'll look to see, well, Christmas is a Friday this year, that sound right?
Yes, and apparently according to these leaks, not confirmed yet, there is a Friday Christmas game this year, a playoff rematch, Vikings at Saints.
Now, no offense. I mean, on Christmas Eve, we can't go now, but I think by the time Christmas rolls around, I'm pretty confident. I think I'll be able to go to Mass on Christmas Eve and do our deal, and then we'll open gifts, and we're going to have everybody here. Please, please. So we can have everybody here. Oh, I want my grandkids around me and my kids, my in-laws, and everybody. Okay. But so let's just take this like it's normal life for a moment. Okay. You know, we go to Mass at 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve. I already know the schedule. I know I've got a game on the 21st, and now I have another game again until the 28th or 29th. All right? So I already know that. Okay. So I know Christmas, I'm here. Right? Yeah, obviously I don't know what about the bowl situation, but Christmas I'm here. And you know, Christmas Eve we have a dinner. And Christmas morning we have breakfast and we open gifts and then we do that. Well, by the time it gets to, I'm gonna assume this Christmas game is at night. Right? What do you think?
That would be my guess.
Right? It would be a night game on Christmas. At that point, I'm ready to watch a game.
After a long day playing with the kids and grandkids' new toys?
But you know what? But you know, it's funny because all five of my children love football. My daughter Jen loves football.
Well, that's good parenting on your part.
She loves it. Oh, well, her husband's a huge Steeler fan, Mike. Oh, Mike's a huge Steeler fan. But Jen loves it. Right, Megan? Megan loves it, and her husband, Andrew, is really into it. Really into it. My son Chris loves football, knows it really well. Now, his wife, Angela, not so much, all right, you know. But he loves it, right? My son, Dan, he just thinks it's terrific. Same thing with my son, Mike. So, I mean, all five of my kids... I'd say all five of my children and, let's see, I will say two out of the five in-laws love football. So that's seven. So we're all going to be ready. We're ready to go. Let's go. You know, and then we'll watch a little bit of the NBA during the afternoon, too. You know, I'm at the point now, too, where as the grandfather... I don't have to put anything together.
Also
this is
true.
This is something you are going to have to learn. You are going to learn as the father, right? And it won't be now, but
later
eventually,
on, yes.
Later on, you'll find out the three most dreaded words that you will find in your life as the father will be some assembly required. It's like, you got to be kidding. Really? All right, where's the screwdriver? Great, where's the wrench? Okay, I've got extra parts. Or, we're out of parts. Yeah, what do we do? And you know out there, I'm speaking to all of you, okay? Right? All of you out there say, yeah, been there. You tell Matt, been there.
Believe me, my dad's told me some of those stories.
Some assembly required. It is tantamount to disaster. Right? You're like, okay. I mean, do you want to know how many bikes and how many games? Or beds. Hey, we bought the kids' bunk beds. Okay, Dad, we'll put that together. How you doing up there? Yeah, it's never like, can I help? How you doing up there? Great, fine. Right? Just sitting there with a wrench thing. When's the next game? All right, so... So now I look at the Sunday night games, then I look at the Thanksgiving Day games, then I look at the Christmas weekend games, right? Then I look to see how badly ESPN got ripped off.
Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned that. They actually looks like they scored pretty good week two. The one leak I'm seeing is Saints at Raiders, which right as of right now could be the Raiders' home opener at the new stadium on Monday Night Football. Other than that, they probably got ripped off.
Okay, okay. Now remember this: the game involves the Raiders.
All right, so this is true. Yes.
Okay, the stadium is more intriguing than the team.
Yes, of course.
All right, but it'll be interesting to see, and hopefully they'll be able to have the roof open and everything that goes with it. So.
And by the way, I do know the opening game too. That was also leaked. You want me to spoil it for you?
With the Thursday night game?
Yes.
Okay. It's not the Chiefs and Texans.
Yes.
It? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Playoff rematch from last year.
Yeah.
I'm for that.
I think right now I'm for the Raiders playing the Seahawks. Right now I'm for that.
That goes without saying.
Yeah, I think we're all for anything right now. I mean, that IndyCar race, okay, where, like, nobody watches anyway except for one guy in Ward 4 in Danville. I'm ready to watch that right now. I'm ready.
Hey, NASCAR's back May 17th, week from Sunday.
They're doing four races in 11 days.
I know. That's going to be insane. I don't know how they're going to pull that one off, especially if they get any weather delays.
No, I'm watching all four of them.
I'll be ready to go. Here.
You know? That's... hopefully this soft opening that starts tomorrow goes well. That it tells us we can go in that direction. Everybody's aching to get back to something. I mean, we got to be smart about it. We have to be smart about it. Let's go back to remember what I said the first week, so let's recycle to the first week. And I think I repeated it 3 weeks later. So this is not a foreign subject. But it goes back to the old adage about a young player. And the old adage about a young player in college is this: you'd rather play them a game too late than a game too early. So hopefully when it comes to timing, you'd like to start getting everybody back into some semblance of what we were before, at least on track to it. You'd prefer to do it a week late than a week early. Okay? And I think I've said this is the third different time I've said that, right, Matt? So I think I've tried to take that kind of attitude about it. And hopefully right now the timing is right. I can tell you in Center County, we have 116 cases here in Center County. What is interesting is that the Center Daily Times, to its credit, has done a really nice job of tracking these over time. And they've done it by zip codes. State College, believe it or not, and when they say State College, they do it by zip codes. So it's 16801 and 16803. All right. Now that's the center region. That's not State College Borough. Okay, that's part of it, State College Borough. But when they say State College, they mean Ferguson Township, Patton Township, College Township, right? State College Borough. All right. And I'm trying to think if it means Half Moon Township too. But then there's Harris Township, which is Bowlesburg. Those three combined, I'm sorry, if you take Harris Township Harris Township, Patton Township, Ferguson Township, College Township, State College Borough, the five combined, have had 45 cases, and the number of cases in that area has increased, I think, by 3 in 3 weeks. The increases in Center County, for the most part, have been in the 16823 area, which is Milesburg, Bellefonte, Pleasant Gap. But what's in Milesburg? Well, not in Milesburg necessarily, but Bellefonte and Pleasant Gap. You have Center Crest Nursing Home. You have the Oaks at Pleasant Gap. And you also have a couple of prisons in those zip codes. And from my understanding, that's where the increases have been in this county. Now, there's only been, unfortunately, one tragic loss. And that, unfortunately, was an 89-year-old man. But those are the stats here in this county. So that's where it stayed. But it's also there's a story within the story. And I know, Matt, in the Valley, the numbers have been relatively solid, right?
Yeah, we've been good. We've had very few cases over the course of the last week or so. Northumberland has 112. That's the most. Montour hasn't had an increase in, I would say, at least a week. It's been 9 days since Snyder County's had an increase.
Awesome.
Union County's looking pretty good, too. They did have Union County did have a death a couple of days ago, but they're still relatively low. So we're all pretty good shape here.
Yeah. And again, as I mentioned, like State College, and when they mean State College, they mean Patton Township, Ferguson Township, College Township, State College Borough. That encompasses a wide area here. And State College Borough, and I mean State, the 1680103, I think has increased 1 in 3 weeks, and Harris Township's increased 2.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
There is joy in Danville today. IndyCar opens June 6th before the usual throng at Texas Motor Speedway. It'll be the same attendance as last year. You're loving this, aren't you?
Always.
I'm just glad they're back. Me on June 6th, will I watch? Yes, yes, I will. As a matter of fact, I won't watch the KBO at 5:30 in the morning, but I'll watch other stuff, even though there's several players, like Denny pointed out. Altair is playing in the KBO, and I mentioned Sampson, I mentioned Nicky Kingham, and Mel Rojas Jr. all playing in the KBO. Now, speaking of baseball, we've got Gabe Sinacropia on tomorrow. We got Tony Knopp on tomorrow. About time I talked to my guy Knopp, whom I think the world of. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors and sunburymotors.com. Go online right now. Now, look, eventually, I'm telling you, we're going to be able to get to the dealership. You'll be able to go in and test drive and do all those great things and deal with that awesome sales staff face-to-face, but it's not going to happen yet, all right? But you can go online to sunburymotors.com. They have Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, pre-owned inventory, which is awesome. Check out the great deals, and you actually can go through the entire process with them and buy from the comfort of your own home. sunburymotors.com. All right, so James Franklin. Yesterday, an opportunity to talk with the media and roll through with an opening statement.
Yeah, so just quickly, I hope all you guys are doing well and your families are doing well. I think we've all been affected by this in some way, some closer than others. But I hope you guys are healthy. I hope your families are healthy and well. And I think that's the same way with, you know, the message I'd like to get out to all the people that follow Penn State Athletics, you know, in our community, in our state. These are very, very unusual times for all of us and challenging times. So I hope everybody is doing well and staying safe and healthy and following all the guidelines. Also, just quickly, I'd like to congratulate all of our guys that are graduating. As we know, this graduation is very different. My niece back in Langhorne is graduating, and not as a senior, not being able to have her graduation ceremonies and everything that comes with it. Same thing for our seniors here in our program and in our football program. So a little different situation, but Calcagno, Uri, Gilligan, Schuster, Simmons, Weller, Zembeck, and then very proud, Daquan Davis has come back and graduated. Very, very proud of him. And then John Holland is graduating with a master's degree. So really, really happy and proud of all those guys as well. Just thought I would open it up with that before we got into questions. So I appreciate you guys all joining us today.
Sure. We'll start with Greg Pickle from Penn Live.
Good afternoon, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, I'm just curious. I know before
you're not going to let me see where you're sitting, huh? You're not going to. Not
yeah, I have a potato. I have a potato for a computer screen, so it's not the best camera money can buy. Hey, I know last time we were talking, I believe you're out in Colorado. So are you still out there? Or have you made it back? And just how have things evolved with you and the staff and everyone as about a month now has passed?
Yeah, no longer in Colorado. Everybody's kind of all over the place now, to be honest with you. I've kind of prepared the staff to understand if we get back to football, we're probably not going to get vacation time. So the staff is kind of scattered all over the place, but we're probably not going to get your normal summer break that you normally get. So nothing has changed. The first week was a little bit strange for all of us, but I think we're actually in a pretty good rhythm now. There's probably been some blessings that have come out of this in terms of forcing us outside of our comfort zone and embracing the technology, and we're in a really good rhythm now. So we have staff meetings, I think Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 o'clock in the morning. Then we break up and go offense, defense after that. Recruiting calls every night. Usually I do recruiting calls every night, Zoom calls, about four of those each night. Once a week, we have a team meeting on Wednesday. Where we pretty much make announcements and just keep everybody up to date with what's going on. We've added a parents meeting every other week, which has been really good to keep them informed about what's going on and answer any questions that they may have. And then I've been also trying to have meetings once a week with all the incoming guys that normally would have been coming up to spring practice and things like that. So more than anything, just trying to stay connected with everybody as much as we possibly can, keeping everybody informed of what's going on. And I think the biggest challenge that I would say, for me in my position here, I think as a leader, you're trying to be able to, give everybody the vision and give everybody the plan, but it's just hard to do that right now when there's so much uncertainty. So, for us, we try to go back to what we talk about, with everything else in our program, which is waking up every single morning and trying to be the best you possibly can academically and athletically and socially, so that when we are able to get out of this, we can hit the ground running. But that's the biggest challenge, I think, for leadership right now, is what you typically want to do is you want to be able to say, this is what we're working towards, this is where we're going, this is when it's going to happen, and this is how we're going to get there. And right now, that's just a little challenging.
We will go to Nubias Wilborn from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Hey, Coach, how are you? Didn't see you last time, so good to actually meet you. From there, just what is your take on the NCAA's policies with the NLI and everything that comes with that? How do you feel about it? How do you feel it affects your program?
Yeah, so I think anything that's going to be a positive for our student-athletes, we're supportive of, and to be honest with you, I think pretty much that's the case all across the country. I think a lot of times I see that the NCAA and they get beat up over things like this, but it's a lot more complex than what is probably reported a lot of times or things that are discussed. The complexity of making sure that things are staying within the guidelines. And I think that's the challenge more than anything. You know, the whole report that we've all seen, about the young man who started a YouTube channel and supposedly the NCAA shut it down and things like that. But no, I don't think anybody, has a problem with those types of things. So, the NCAA and the model of amateurism is evolving. And Penn State, we're going to be, supportive of that like we always do within the guidelines and support our student athletes. But it's going to be a transition, and it's going to be tricky. And I think there's a lot of things that still need to be worked through. So, we embrace, whatever the policies are and whatever the rules are of the NCAA and then try to put our student athletes in the best positions to be successful.
Tyler Donahue, Lions 247.
Hello, James. Hope you and the family are making the most of this.
You too, Tyler.
Appreciate it. Last 5 weeks or so, 9 commitments coming on board for your 2021 class. Considering the dynamics and the lack of campus visits, what do you attribute that recruiting momentum to? And how important is this for some of those new assistants, whether it's Kirk or John, to get the ball really rolling for them?
Yeah, I read an article this morning about that. There's an article that came out this morning about the number of commitments nationally compared to over the last 4 years. It's way up. So obviously, this COVID-19 pandemic that we're going through is having an impact. There's no doubt about it. I think for us specifically at Penn State, we're trying to keep our process as normal as it would be. So we do these Zoom calls at night with myself and the staff, and basically we're saying, hey, obviously we would have loved to have you up to campus this spring for spring ball or on an official. And basically kind of have a little bit of a, interaction with them and answer questions and kind of go over philosophy. But I think the other thing that we do that's been valuable is when some of these guys want to take a deeper dive, we have the ability to do that. So, for example, if a young man has a bunch of questions about academics, the next night or in the next couple of days, we can set a Zoom call with our academic support staff and go through that with their parents, how that's structured. We can do it with our strength staff as well, how that's structured, really every area of our program. Same thing with some variation of a campus tour and a facility tour. So I think, how you described it is probably the best way is making the best of a challenging situation. And so far it's been received well. I think you guys know we're not in the pressuring recruits business. That's not how we go about our business. But we also, want to make sure when these young men, if they want to commit and they want to jump on board, we don't want them to be doing it because of the current situation. We want them to be doing it because they feel great about Penn State. And I think it's the right fit for their families and their future. So, I've been proud of how the staff has handled it. Obviously, it's been a huge adjustment for the new guys because, this hasn't been the normal transition for them. So, obviously guys like Taylor and Trout and Coach Scott, it's been a big adjustment like it always is, but this has made it a little bit more complicated.
Tyler, I know Coach froze there in the middle at the beginning for just a second. Did you get what you needed?
Coach, I think I got most of it. I froze for a bit. The one thing you were getting into, it sounded, was kind of the lack of official visits and trying to replicate that. I guess just if you don't mind, if I could just kind of address that in case you did. What is your kind of outlook on official visits? Let's say the whole early window is wiped out. Do you have some kind of contingency plan that you think could work?
Yeah, so number one, I'm sorry. I didn't know I froze. And I gave you my best stuff during that freeze, too. It was good stuff. So what I was saying was we have the ability with these Zoom calls to really try to, you know, give the student athlete and their family, you know, a similar type experience. So what I mean by that is if they have academic questions, we'll do an academic Zoom call with our academic staff to go over everything in detail. If they have a lot of questions about strength and conditioning, we'll do a strength and conditioning Zoom call with our strength staff. We do that with each area, even campus tours and facility tours. We'll do those as well. So I think that's helpful. The thing is if we don't have official visits, that's one thing I think the NCAA has done a nice job of, is that has been consistent. So that is not, you know, being run by the states. So, you know, depending on what your state is doing and what one state is more open to another compared to another, they're allowed to have the official visits and another state isn't. You know, I think that's a really good thing that the NCAA is doing. So at least there's a level playing field there as much as possible. So, you know, we would just continue doing, you know, what we're doing, you know, under these circumstances.
Rich Scarsella, Reading Eagle.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good, Rich. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. James, a couple days ago, you said you were pretty confident that there is going to be football. What leads you to believe that? And secondly, how would you describe the challenge of protecting student athletes once they return to campus?
Yeah, so the second part of your question, I think, is really the most important one. I think I should answer the second one, because the second one is what's going to impact the first one. It's all about the welfare of our students and keeping them healthy, and not only our students but also the fans and everybody. And that's what makes this issue so complicated. So there's all different discussions going on about it. Obviously, you're going to look at what Major League Baseball does. You're going to look at what the NFL does. You're going to learn from some of these other organizations. Obviously, we're not them, but there's lessons that can be learned from them. So, I've said this before. I think you guys have heard me. You know, I'm a believer in science. You know, I'm a believer in medicine and listening to the experts. So I think our decisions have to be based on that. Number one, what are the experts saying? The scientists, what are the doctors saying? What can we do to create the best, safest, healthiest environment we possibly can? That's number one. And then the second part of this, the reason I say it is, there, we all realize there is an economic, you know, part of this as well. And for us to act like there's not an economic part of this would not be being transparent. But it better go in that order. It better go in health and welfare and science-based first, and then take an economic impact of it as well, and combine those two things. So for me, you know, I know how important football is, not just to our football program, but to this university and to the community and to the businesses and all the people in the state of Pennsylvania. And I know what football does across the country from that perspective. So, I'm confident that we're going to find a way to make this thing work. I'm hopeful that we're going to find a way to make this thing work. But never and not at the expense of what's in the best interest of health and student welfare.
Mark Brennan, Fight On State.
Hi, James. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I'm wondering how the relationship between Kirk and Sean Clifford has kind of developed, because obviously that's an important thing. And where do you see Sean maybe being able to improve in his second season as a starter?
Well, first of all, you don't need to turn your camera on, but I'm interested because Chris was telling me today about the weather, so I just was interested. Is this a short stay or not for you?
It is a short stay, but it's not a tank top day like that one gentleman is wearing. I love that. It's really cool. But I'm sharing bandwidth with a 12th grader, so, you know, I have to be careful here.
Yeah, I love that, too. I love that, too. So, you know, Clifford and Kirk's relationship, I think, is going really good. I think getting Kirk here early for our bowl game was important. I do think that was important for them to be able to spend some time together, watch how he practices, watch how he was in meetings, watch how he interacted and competed. And that was really the same with all of our quarterbacks. So I think that helped. That gave him a leg up, very similar to what we had done with Coach Moorhead a few years back as well. It's interesting because in our staff meeting this morning, one of the things that Kirk, took a moment to address the staff about is just how impressed that he's been with Sean's drive to be great, how he is in meetings, the questions he asks, he's just relentless. I had a conversation with him yesterday myself. So, I know we've been very impressed with that. I know Kirk's been very impressed with that. And I think, Sean's been a real driven guy, not only on his own, when it comes to workouts and things like that, but also with the playbook. So I think we're headed in the right direction there, but obviously not being able to get out on the field and for those guys to work together and work on some of the physical nuances of what we're trying to do is challenging. But Sean's approaching it the right way. Sean is what I say, he's wired the right way. He's wired how you want that position to be. I think that's partly who he is. I think partly that's watching Trace McSorley for a couple of years before him. I think it's a combination of all those things. But not ideal, obviously, with a new offense or a new defense or some of these teams across the country that have an entirely new staff. It's not ideal not to be able to get out and have spring ball. In the NFL, if you hire a new staff, those guys get extra days of OTAs and things like that to close the gap on some of the other organizations. And in college football, we're not built that way. So it's different. But I think they got a really good relationship. I think there's respect both ways. The other thing that's interesting is with social media and some of these Elite 11s and quarterback trainers and things like that, as soon as Kirk was announced as being hired, all of our quarterbacks are calling and reaching out to the Minnesota quarterbacks that they know through Elite 11 workouts or through trainers or quarterback gurus or whatever it is. And, hey, tell me about Kirk. What do you think? So I think that helps as well is the world has shrunk in a lot of ways when it comes to technology.
That is James Franklin. We'll come back with more with the head football coach of the Nittany Lions in the next half hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by SunbrightMotors.com. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at SunburyMotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.